It's a great start, but it doesn't necessarily pull in what I believe is one of the most critical things when it comes to being and feeling more effective, which is understanding what is important, what is urgent, and what is significant.
The reason that this keeps getting talked about is because this is a problem that so many people are facing. We are bombarded with so many distractions that capture our attention because they are literally designed to do that. Your phone is designed for you to be on it.
Most of us are looking for hope, answers to the madness, certainty that we'll be okay, and someone safe to help guide us through the most challenging parts of our lives. In a world that's changing and evolving every single day, where chaos, uncertainty, and cycles we never chose wreak havoc on our lives, it's easy to feel lost, hopeless, and scared of what the future will hold.
Evolve Ventures is here to provide that hope, direction, and data-driven strategies to growth-minded human beings just like you every Monday and Thursdays, where each new episode is filled with vulnerable stories, interesting lessons, and simple tools you can use that will help you evolve into the person you were always meant to be. My name is Emilia.
And I'm Bianca.
And as the co-founders of Evolve Ventures, we are so grateful to be a part of your evolution. Let's get into it.
Hey, everybody, it's Bianca.
And it's Emilia. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Welcome to another episode of Evolve Ventures, where we are helping growth-minded humans evolve. We're breaking one limiting belief at a time. We hope you enjoyed the last episode, 294, How to Stop Accepting Breadcrumbs from Others. For today, Motivation Monday, number 295, 3 Tips to Feel More Effective. We are doing this episode because we have heard from so many people that they don't feel like they're capable of doing the things that they need to do. They struggle feeling productive. They struggle feeling like they know the right things to do, like they can keep doing the right things that they need to do, and not feeling like life is bogging them down in just being effective and getting things done. And if you're listening to this episode, you're probably there too. And that's absolutely okay. I know that I've been there so many times in my life. I know you have too. And this episode is definitely going to be a kickstarter for you in learning how to get more done and how to get more of the right things done. So, what would you say, number one, right off the bat, has been one of the biggest things for you to be as effective as you are, just handling and juggling all of the different duties and responsibilities that you have as a woman and as a human?
Okay, so one of the things that I will suggest, principles-based, hands down, that I know that a lot of my clients have struggled with and we've talked through, that I want to impart on this Monday for all of us to feel more effective and not just feel, but be more effective. Because like I said, B, when you and I were prepping for this episode, effective is subjective. And that's something that I really need to make sure that I start here. Okay. Effectiveness is based on the person who's perceiving what is effective. If you talk to a farmer, what's effective for them when it comes to farming their fields is very different in terms of effectiveness for a mom who's trying to make sure that she's putting her newborn down to sleep. Okay, so effectiveness is subjectiveness. With that being said, a lot of us has probably heard the Eisenhower Matrix, which is a big fancy word that I'm not going to go near with a 10-foot pole, but essentially it helps us understand what is important to us. And that is the number one thing that I want to share with all of us. It's a great start, but it doesn't necessarily pull in what I believe is one of the most critical things when it comes to being and feeling more effective, which is understanding what is important, what is urgent, and what is significant, which are the three matrices that I always am focusing on. So what is important? What needs to be done now that cannot wait? What is super urgent? So it is something that needs to get done now. Again, it cannot wait. And what is the significance of that? And that's when we check in on our value systems. So for me, someone who is for a baby mom of 3, someone who is a podcaster, we do 2
episodes at least produced a week. We do so many coaching calls. We organize community events. We're doing so much so often. Own multiple businesses, try to make sure that proactive family leadership is being done. There's so many roles that I play in the given day. And so I need to be very clear on what is important, what is not, what is urgent, what is not, and what is most important significance as it pertains to my values. And that's a huge tool that I use in question every single day, what I'm going to do next.
Number two, I would say, is eliminating the distractions that are going to get in the way. Everyone and their mother who has a podcast has talked about this, but the reason that this keeps getting talked about is because this is a problem that so many people are facing. We are bombarded with so many distractions that capture our attention because they are literally designed to do that. Your phone is designed for you to be on it.
Right.
Instagram and TikTok are designed for you to be on it. So eliminating the distractions, that might look like putting your phone in another room. That might look like setting a timer on your phone for how much time you're allowed to be on these different apps. This might be having a specific working block for you so that you know between this time and this time, I'm not doing anything except working. That's been super helpful for me, and that's definitely one that I've utilize. So like I have downtime on my phone and I have different periods where I can't go on my phone because of the way that I've set it up.
Have you ever found yourself wishing that you could find other growth-minded people, feeling stuck and alone because the people around you aren't on the same path as you? Trust me, we have been there before, and that is why we created this free live virtual event called Out of the Mud, hosted on the last Wednesday of every single month. We do not miss. This event we designed is created to be that safe space so that you can hear new ideas, take away simple, tangible tools, and connect with those other people that are just like you, you've been looking and searching for your entire life, maybe, without, though, the pressure of needing to engage, turning on your camera, or worrying about the judgment. We hope we see you there. And what's really cool too is that every single month is different. So don't miss out on the next topic that we'll be talking about this month. No two are the same. We'll see you there.
Yeah. The last one that I would encourage actually jumps off that super, super well because of the fact that we are inundated nowadays and it's just going to continue. We're just inundated with all these messages and all of these distractions on all of these drags for our attentions. That's nothing new, right? We're not coming up with anything new and sexy here. However, what I want to say as one of the most important tips that I bring forward to a lot of clients is, and that actually contributes to them feeling more effective and being more effective in their life, regardless of whatever area they put it in, is, like I said, jumping off of what you just said. When you are distracted every single day, you start to experience what's called time blindness. When you are always getting pulled in XYZ direction, and yes, you have a clock on your computer. Yes, you have a clock on your iPhone or your Android. Yes, you might have a watch on or whatever. It starts to slip into the background and you start to lose track of time. And I know so many people within our Evolve community have experienced time blindness, especially with ADHD and ADD on the rise, especially in terms of diagnosis. Like, time blindness is a thing where you just lose track of time, and not necessarily because you're in flow, but because you're just constantly distracted. And so that last tip for each and every single one of you, if you experience time blindness, meaning you get into your day, you have a to-do list that you want to do, it's important, significant, and urgent, and all of a sudden you have these time blocks on your calendar, what's it to you to hold yourself accountable to that? That's where literally a timer is so helpful, because as soon as that goes off in your either visual, your audio, or I have haptics on my watch, it literally like shakes you out of whatever time blindness state or the work block that you're in, so that you recognize and start to increase your sensitivity to how much time you're actually spending, or in this case, maybe syncing on TikTok, on whatever, Facebook, whatever it is. And that is a thing that I think that we have lost as a society, a big skill. And I know I've fallen prey to this, of how much time it actually is taking us away from our own life and building our own life. and whatever it is that you want to be effective in, I would bet that you are not predicting accurately how much time it's actually going to take you. And why I would bet that, I'd put money on it, is because of the fact that we have, as a society, encouraged time blindness, and not from a let's get in our ikigai flow state of productivity kind of place. It's more so let's lose track of time and get lost in our devices, get lost in our work, get lost in whatever it is, and not necessarily from a place of abundance. And the last thing that I'll say on this, B, that shifts our power much more inwardly. When we recognize and we have the ability to know, okay, doing my hair today is going to take me 10 minutes. And you actually know that it's going to take you 10 minutes. You have that certainty. You have so much more freedom in your consciousness and in your thoughts to like maybe listen to a podcast, or maybe just honing in that skill is so critical, because then you can judge more effectively how to invest your day. And I think that that is so powerful for anyone who's listening this podcast.
Well said. Episode suggestion?
Ooh, my episode suggestion, 273 Motivation Monday. What can you remove to add to kind of what you had said, you know, the focal point and distractions? You?
243, how to stop downplaying your accomplishments. One of the biggest things that gets in the way of us being effective is not giving ourselves credit for the good things that we are doing. So that is a wonderful episode for that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody. Go crush your week, and we'll see you next time. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
We know firsthand how important it is to have a safe space with people who support and celebrate your evolution. That's why we created our free live virtual event called Out of the Mud that we host the last Wednesday of every single month, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so that while you venture into new territories of your growth, you can get in a room with others who are too. Extraordinary topics with evolved people. That's what this event is all about. What's great too is that you don't even need to have your camera or mic on. You can just listen in. Click the link in the show notes to register for the next topic to kickstart your growth.
Be on the lookout for our IG Lives that we host every Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is a place where you can connect with us live and in a fun, lighthearted way. We are also in the process of rolling out group coaching and online courses, and these are sure to help you evolve into a greater version of yourself.
If this episode resonated with you, or you heard something you know will help you evolve, please share it with someone you love and care about, team members across the world, or someone who you believe deeply could benefit from joining this discussion.
This content is intended for information purposes only. It is not a substitute for professional counseling or psychotherapy, medical advice, diagnoses, or treatment, and does not constitute medical or other professional advice. Names and identifiable personal details mentioned in respective podcast episodes and stories may have been changed to protect personal privacy and identity.